All right, do it. Do it 10% more French. Ready? All right, 20% more French. Do it 50% more French. You're not even saying anything. What is it? What is it? You're so French, you're just non-verbally French. Oh, the ha-ha-ha is in the affirmative.
Exactly.
Well, how does a French person say no? What's the negative response? Is it like, no, no, no?
It's like...
That's very funny. Have you ever been to France?
Yes, I have.
How did you like it?
It's very French. I've been there several times. It's kind of in the middle of everything.
Well, it's very French is sort of... I'm going to need a little bit more specific. Like, is it... Well, are they snooty? Is it overblown? Is it...
Well,
just say it's very French. You can't be like, oh, I went to England. It was very English. Well, what is that? That's nothing. You got to give me more than that.
First of all, you asked a question.
Fair enough.
And I'm trying to answer it. And you keep talking.
You're right.
You're just so excited to abuse me.
It's been a while.
I've been told that I have to speak more slowly and clearly. So I'm slowing my speech down for this show.
That's good.
If it's too slow.
You have to do warm-up exercises.
Okay.
The lazy lemon lies laterally.
Okay. All right. I'm just thinking of a lemon lying laterally. It seems kind of weird because it would roll. Now, do you know how you could tell if an egg is hard-boiled or not?
You spin it.
Right?
I think you spin it, and if it stops spinning, I know you spin it. I actually don't know what the second part of it is.
Okay. So with a hard-boiled egg,
yeah,
you spin it, uh-huh, then you stop it.
Yes.
If it just sits there, it's hard-boiled. If it starts spinning again, I think that's my phone. I will shut my phone.
Very good. Very good.
I thought I shut it off.
Welcome back to the new segment I call Dean's Corner.
Where's my
phone? Hey, everybody.
I thought I shut it off.
Marty doesn't know where his phone is.
It says Scam Likely's calling me.
Ooh, Scamron?
We should take the scam and talk to them online. That'd be a lot of fun. All right, now I shut off the sound now. Okay. So now, let's see, where were we? We were talking about France. Oh.
We were talking about France, and then you were explaining to me how to check and see if an egg is hard-boiled. So right. We're all over the place. All right,
so what we do is we take the egg, uh-huh, we spin it.
Yeah.
And then if it's not hard-boiled, it's not cooked, you know, you just let it go. It keeps going because the inside's still turning.
Oh, interesting.
So that's the trick. Or you just break it on the
smash
table.
Smash it, yeah.
And then you see what happens. That if it's a hard-boiled egg, you'll know. If it's not, you'll also know.
That's fair.
I don't particularly like the messy way. So, hey, Dean got lots of stuff cut off his face.
And I did. Yeah, I shaved my beard off.
Yes, I'm trying to figure out. And he cut his hair or like a high and tight hair.
Yeah. Got his, what they call it? They call it a skin fade.
I have that.
Yeah,
I've had that too.
Yeah.
So but I got my hair cut a while back. So I'm trying to figure out who he looks like. And he looks kind of like, I don't remember the actor's name, but I can see him now being a small town cop.
Okay.
With this kind of look.
Hurtful?
You know. No. Why? Well, it's not hurtful.
I want to look like a big city cop at least.
No.
I can't even go up to the major leagues.
So you'd be like the small town cop who'd be like, you know, but like the chief police.
Ooh. I like that.
You'd be the chief police and you'd be like.
I'd be the one who'd be like, give me your badge and gun.
No, you'd be like, son, what's your problem? Let's have a conversation.
Oh, I'd be like a understanding police chief.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be like a hard ass police chief.
No, you'd be a hard ass police chief, but you act like you start out soft.
Yeah.
It's tough.
And then I'm like, you gotta do the murder solving. You gotta solve the crimes.
You know, exactly. Something like that. I think that's what you'd be. I think that's what you look like right now.
Thank you.
I'm not sure.
Thank you.
I'm working on that, but something different. So.
Yeah.
So confusing. He rings the doorbell. I'm like, who are you? If my wife saw you walk up, she would probably be
mean to me again.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, look, I shaved it all off. I don't, you know, I shave my beard off probably once a year. Mm-hmm. I go down to the mustache. My wife does not like it because it's scratchy. Because my beard grows very well. I have very good beard growth.
At least some of your hair grows.
I thought you were going to take me down way more pegs for the mustache than small town cop. I thought you were going to be like...
You're like a caterpillar kind of thing?
Yeah, caterpillar, you know.
No, no, it's like, it's bonding with me now, but it's like, I like your face covered. Okay.
Wow. You prefer the beard as well.
The more covered, the better.
Wow. I actually have nothing negative to say about your appearance. I think you dress well and you look great. How's that feel?
I'm wondering what's next.
Nothing. I'm just giving you a compliment.
That doesn't happen often, though.
Yeah, well, there's not a lot to go off of.
There you go.
There it is.
There you go. All right, so...
So, France.
France. There are French people there. It's very nice.
Yeah, I know. That's nothing, dude. You can't be like, oh, I went to Australia. You'll be amazed how Australian it was. There was so much Australia there in Australia.
You'd think they planned it that way.
You know? You'd think it was almost Australia.
Exactly.
It's like one big Outback Steakhouse.
No, that's Middle America view of the world.
What do you mean? Outback Steakhouse is no rules, just right. That's what Australia's like.
Oh, first of all.
They have no rules.
Okay.
It's just right.
We went to Disney World a couple of years back. Mm-hmm. And we went to...
Now, is that the one in Florida or the one in
The world is
California.
In Florida.
Okay.
The one in California is Disneyland.
Okay.
Disney World. And we went to Epcot.
Yes.
And walk around looking at all the foods. And there's like this Chinese food. There's like Mexican food.
Okay.
There's like...
Name three more types of food and then you can stop.
A bunch of different kinds of food.
They didn't have that. No, three more. You did Chinese, Mexican.
They had Chinese, Mexican. They had like shish kebab and stuff like that.
So Middle Eastern food.
Middle Eastern food.
Okay.
You know. That's
two more.
That's enough Japanese food.
Japanese food. Okay, very good. And one more.
And they had... they had good food. Okay.
All right, I'll take it.
So they had all these different kinds of food. And it occurs to me, oh, and then they have the turkey legs. Mm. You know the turkey legs?
I know the turkey legs.
You walk around, there's these huge Americans eating these huge turkey legs. It's like so stereotypical, like, and they're kind of usually large people eating these big turkey legs walking around all over the place.
Yeah.
And then around the corner, you have like the turkeys like hopping on one leg until they don't hop at all.
Oh, I have bad news to tell you about the turkey.
No, they're fine.
They're right. They are fine. They're okay.
They put them in little wheelchairs. They
just have
their eggs in
little wheelchairs.
Yes, and they just sit there, bark. You know.
Why do you think they pardon a turkey every year for Thanksgiving? Like, who do you think started that sort of macabre American tradition?
I think it's macabre.
I think it's macabre.
No, it's spelled macabre.
I think it's pronounced macabre.
I think you're incorrect.
All right. Well, agree to disagree.
Okay. All right. So, let's see. So, we were talking about Disney World food.
Talking about Disney World food. And you said that there was a bunch of fatties walking around eating turkey legs.
Yeah. Which is true.
Yeah. No, I know it's true. I've been to Florida.
And you were eating turkey leg, probably.
I was. Yeah. It was delicious.
You were one of them.
I mean, look, it's less jarring than... Like, if I saw a skinny guy eating a big turkey leg, I'd be like, that makes me mad. I'm like, those aren't for you, you know? Eat your kale. You know what I mean?
I don't do kale.
What?
I don't do kale.
You don't do kale?
No.
Well, that's because you never been to California.
There's kale here. In fact, we were at, what's the store? I forget the name of the store.
Whole Foods?
That's the one.
Yeah.
So we're at Whole Foods and like checking it out because it's on 3rd and 3rd in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And so we went there and we're looking around and I walk around the corner and this woman says, try some kale. And like three kinds. I'm like, keep away. It's scary food.
Why is it scary?
I don't know.
Kale's not that bad.
It's awful.
I prefer that to...
It's a little chewy.
Arugula. I don't like arugula.
Arugula's fine.
Don't like arugula.
You can eat arugula.
I definitely prefer... If I had to choose between kale and arugula, already, sad day for this fat guy, I'll tell you, if I have to make that choice. But if I have to choose, I'm choosing kale.
But kale is just too chewy.
Yeah, but arugula is spicy grass. I don't like spice. It's got a little I don't like the spiciness.
There's no spice.
It's got spice. Arugula's got spice.
I never noticed.
I don't like arugula. Kale is better.
The whole point, I was horrified in Whole Foods, and I haven't gotten back since.
You were horrified because somebody offered you kale in Whole Foods?
Not just...
What did you think was going to happen?
They're like three different kinds of kale, too.
Mm. It was like, they had dinosaur kale?
I don't know.
Probably locally grown.
The prehistoric kale also.
Prehistoric kale.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Cretaceous period kale.
Ancient grains kale.
Ancient grains.
We've talked about
that. We've talked about ancient grains.
No, actually, I haven't talked about ancient grains. Not in it. Something the public is.
Off the record. Only.
Off the record,
we've talked about ancient
grains. The problem with ancient grains is they have to run out. Because they're only so
limited. Yes. I've told you, if you're going to burn your bread material here, you're not going to be able to do it in your stand-up special. So just bear in mind.
I can still do it. People like it.
That's true.
And then they say you've said it before. At least I know they listen to
me. At least they know they listen to me. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So we talked about the kale.
Kale and how kale is better than arugula. So you prefer arugula.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because kale's
awesome. There's less surface area for lettuce, first off. It's like little bits of lettuce, right? First off. So it's mostly like stem.
Kale is just chewy.
Yeah, but it's not. Arugula is tight. You have to eat so much of it.
It's not true. It's fine.
No. Kale is better than arugula. Sorry. This is where I draw the line.
Yeah, but you're a small town kind of guy. What do you know about arugula anyway?
Wow.
What's the wow thing with you all the time?
Wow. Because you're always looking for a reason to take me down. And it's hurtful. I don't do that to you.
Yeah, you do.
Name one time.
I can't remember.
Because you're old.
Exactly.
But, okay, fine. So, arugula over kale. What about butter lettuce? Do you prefer butter lettuce to arugula?
Butter lettuce?
Butter lettuce, yeah.
I don't know
like,
what that is.
It's like it's a type of lettuce. We're talking about types of lettuce.
I didn't know that. There's something called butter lettuce.
There's butter lettuce. There's romaine.
Romaine?
Yeah.
Romaine is what's left over when you're done.
That's a good joke. So, what's your perfect salad, then?
I don't like salad.
You don't like salad?
Iceberg lettuce with blue cheese.
Iceberg lettuce with blue cheese.
Cold. It's really good.
Are we doing, what are we, there's no protein?
The blue cheese has a
blue cheese. It has protein. But what about like, do you do turkey on there? Do you do crouton? Are you a crouton man? Little toasted breads on your salad?
Yeah, crouton is, do you know what your croutons really are? They're stale bread if someone figured out a way to, you know, bring them back to use them a little bit longer.
Yeah.
You fry them
with reduce, butter. Reuse, recycle croutons.
You basically butter them, you fry them, yeah. and you eat them.
And you put them in a salad. It makes the salad a little bit more bearable because it's tiny little pieces of bread.
So you like tiny pieces of bread but not tiny pieces of lettuce?
I like tiny pieces of bread in my lettuce because then it makes the lettuce a little bit more palatable.
All right. And if you put too much salad dressing...
So there was a bunch of fatties walking around Disney World with turkey legs and you were like... You were going somewhere with this. Or are you just saying, like, there was a bunch of fat people in Florida?
The whole turkey leg thing itself is an image that...
I actually, as the resident fat man on this podcast, which, hurtful, but understandable.
I didn't say that.
I get it. You think I'm fat. I get it. I actually don't like turkey legs. I've never had a turkey leg that I've enjoyed. Okay. And I've tried. But they're just dry. But I'm not a big fan of turkey as a meat anyway.
It's not meat. It's poultry.
Poultry is a type of meat.
It's meat and poultry. It's different.
Poultry is a type of meat. If you go to the meat department of a grocery store, poultry is there.
No, poultry is just poultry.
It's so not. Meat poultry. And poultry, what's the definition of the meat then?
I don't know, but that's a bird.
Do you think birds aren't like beings on this planet that we harvest their flesh and fat and eat it? Because that's what it is, right?
They're poultry.
This is the most semantics argument I've ever had in my life. Fine. Poultry. It's not a type of poultry I enjoy. I prefer chicken.
Is it really more of a meat?
You're fucking with me.
Okay. You don't have to have any poultry or meat.
It's fine.
So go be a vegetarian.
I would.
Do it.
I won't. I dated a vegetarian once in my early 20s, and I would, like, sneak out and eat McDonald's.
All right. That's fine.
Yeah.
Right. So the reason I was talking about the food, the reason the whole thing I'm talking about the Epcot food yes. was... I'm looking at that and I'm saying, that's like walking down 7th Avenue in my neighborhood in Park Slope.
Because you can get Chinese food, Japanese food, Middle Eastern food.
Everything.
Italian food.
Exactly. Down 7th Avenue.
Yeah.
And I'm like realizing that if this is special, which apparently it is, the rest of the country needs to have better food.
I'll agree with you. And here's why. I grew up in a small town, Dothan, yes. Alabama. Which, by the way, if I can quickly point out the article that you sent me about Dothan, Alabama from the New York Times. You were like, Marty texted me, he was like, oh, you're from Dothan, Alabama, right? Oh, yeah, that's where I'm from. And then you sent me an article about how Dothan, Alabama tried to harvest organs from a still alive person in the hospital.
Exactly. It's the hospital itself, but I thought it was entertaining.
Yeah, it's probably the same hospital I was born in. But yeah, I'm from a small town. There's only one Chinese place on my side of the town that I was raised in.
But the important question is, the people that served you, were they of Asian descent? Or
yeah. No, it was one family that owned the Chinese restaurant.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But here's the thing. Because it's one family, one Chinese family, one set of recipes, mm-hmm. like, I have a taste, because I would eat this Chinese food once a week for, you know, 15 years of my life or whatever.
It's like you're Jewish.
Well, it's... I only like that Chinese food. I've been trying to eat Chinese... I've eaten Chinese food all over the world at this point. And every time I eat it, I'm just like, eh, not the same.
Of course it's never the same as
you. I know, but I ate the same family's recipes for Chinese food for so long that I've eaten what I would say objectively better Chinese food. I've eaten Chinese food in, like, the Chinatowns of California. I've eaten delicious Chinese food from, like, real, genuine Sichuan and Cantonese places, Hunan cuisine. I've eaten all of that. Mm-hmm. But it does not scratch the itch for Chinese food that I have, because I want to eat the Chinese food from this one family who don't live in Alabama anymore. They left.
Where'd they go?
I don't know. We weren't close. We just ate at their restaurants.
You could find out where they are. Maybe they opened another place somewhere.
But yeah, the rest of America, you're right. There isn't a lot of diversity in food options. I mean, there's like food deserts across America where there's long swaths where you can only get the food that basically they serve at Dollar General or they sell at Dollar General. Mm-hmm. You know? So yeah, the rest of America doesn't have... You know, 7th Avenue, where you can get all types of food and stuff.
Back to France. I had a problem in when I was in Paris.
Oh. Mime showed up and pulled the rug out from under you and you fell.
No. Why don't you let me tell my story?
I'm sorry, go ahead. You had a problem in France.
The problem was, you know, you go to restaurants, and that's the hard... When you're traveling, that's the hardest thing to order food and stuff like that. So I said, let me go to Chinese food. It'll be like home, because it's got to be the same. I walk in the restaurant, and they're speaking Chinese, like always, and French. Chinese people speak French, they speak Chinese and English. What? They were just wrong.
Because they were in France.
It doesn't matter. Because they're Chinese. The Chinese people I know speak, you know, grew up around, they would speak Chinese, or whatever dialect.
And English.
And English. And that's how it should be. And I want something from home. They look like the Chinese people I knew from New York. And they only spoke French.
Because they lived in France.
But that's just wrong. That's
why?
Because that's not the way it should be.
This is the most American thing I've ever heard you say, by the way. Which is, you went from here to another country and you were like, I can't believe the people in this country are speaking the language in this country instead of English. What are you talking about? Why would they speak English? They don't live in an English-speaking society.
Then they're still speaking Chinese, and they don't speak in...
Sure, because that's their heritage.
And English is part of it, too.
No, not in France, it's not.
Well, that's a problem.
Why?
Because I couldn't speak to them.
Okay, so this is your own problem, not theirs.
No.
You have the problem, not them.
No, they're serving the public, so they should...
Sure, the French public.
And me.
No, they're serving the public, which is... The French public. You were in the French public, so they were going to speak French in public. And why would they speak... If they speak Chinese and English there, then French people would not come into their restaurant, which means their business would fail.
Well, there's no one else in the restaurant at the time.
Okay.
Because they didn't have French people coming in. There's no point in speaking French if you had no one there.
What do you mean? When they order their ingredients for their Chinese restaurant and they order them from suppliers, they have to order that in French. When they pay their parking tickets, they have to say not guilty in French, which I don't know how to say it because I don't speak French.
Not guilty.
That's not it.
Absolutely.
That's not it.
Yes.
You can't just say English words with a French accent and that makes them French words.
Not guilty, of course.
That's not it.
Of course. Jeez.
I don't like that you are upset that the Chinese restaurant in France didn't speak English. There's so many layers of things I don't like about that for so many reasons.
Really?
Yes.
You have some issues then.
I'm the one with issues.
Yes.
All right, fine.
So it was a little confusing to me when they didn't speak.
Have you ever been to Montreal?
Yes. And they put, you know what they put on? They put mustard on hamburgers. Ketchup and mustard.
Yeah, it's delicious. You don't put mustard on hamburgers?
No.
It's not a Montreal thing.
Well, I don't know. That's where I've tasted it. It's disgusting.
I've put mustard on burgers my whole life.
I don't put mustard on anything. It's just a raw.
You don't put it on hot dogs?
No.
I agree with President Obama. I don't think if you're over the age of 7, you should be putting ketchup on anything.
So when I have a barbecue, you don't have to come over.
If you have a barbecue, I'm sure I wouldn't be invited. Just hurtful.
Because you probably eat all the food. So
wow, because I'm fat.
No, because you like food.
Because?
You enjoy it.
And?
You like it.
The consequence of that is?
You have to exercise.
And?
You're fine.
Because?
You've exercised.
I'm fat.
I didn't say you're fat.
You implied it.
You have issues.
Health issues.
Okay.
Because of my weight.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Should I get another podcaster to work with me?
Sure, yeah.
I actually was reading the Times, they're talking about when like a psychiatrist dies, their patients get really upset because they're not always prepared for it. They don't tell them they're going to die. They don't want to admit that they're going to die.
Yeah.
It's like because they're human beings like everyone else.
I can see that.
Increase your frustration. So.
I mean, yeah, if you have a working relationship with anybody and they pass away, it's frustrating.
Especially if you're not told in advance.
I mean, you know, I've had lots of working relationships with people that don't do that anymore, you know? Not just died, but just given up the business.
Yeah.
I've bought pot from a lot of people that stopped selling pot eventually.
Yeah, but, you know, you only need so many pots. You know, you can cook them, you get the ones with Teflon, and you get the Silverstone or Coldstone or whatever.
Yeah, Silverstone is right. That's what happens to me.
Yeah.
Silverstone.
Yeah, you need the pots, so. And,
I had a pot dealer in Connecticut. Before I moved to California,
by the way, you know, if you use pot, it's the wrong word.
What? Why? What should I call it?
You're dating yourself if you're saying that.
What should I call it?
Weed.
Ugh.
Well, that's what all the kids call it today.
That's not what the kids call it today.
Kids I know.
They call it like the Zaza.
That's just a brand.
No, that's not a brand. I don't think calling it pot is dating myself any more than calling it weed. Well, weed is also very, that's what people called it in the 90s.
Not that far from the 90s.
We're 30 years from the 90s.
When did that happen?
I mean, time marches ever forward. Ryan, what do you call pot?
Weed.
Thank you.
But Ryan's also was born in the 90s.
Yeah, like my default would be weed. Like, yeah. I've never called it, you know, you want pot? Never.
Would you call the person you buy it from your weed dealer or your pot dealer?
Drug dealer.
Drug dealer is, I wouldn't call it that.
Or just, like, I'm from the Bronx and everyone just says dealer.
Yeah, dealer, but drug dealer is, that's, you know.
That sounds a little more intense.
Specifically, if I was buying drugs from them, I would call them a drug dealer. But, like, if I'm only buying weed from them, but if, you know, I'm buying other drugs, I would call them a drug dealer. But probably still not to their face.
You don't want to insult them?
They have other things going on. I wouldn't go, like, oh, that's my Walgreens cashier. Yeah, because they have other things going on.
If you have a urologist, you say, that's my urologist.
Sure. I guess so, yeah. Like, that's a good point.
You know, if you have a doctor, you go to specialties.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be like, you're my urologist.
Sure, why not?
I don't know, because it seems...
possessive?
Possessive, yeah.
Well, it's personal.
It's possessive, and it's like, this is all you are to me.
Well, when I saw my urologist, and he said they don't get the respect that a cancer doctor goes cold. And so like...
An oncologist.
Yes, that's right. Like if you're walking down the street, people say, oh, here's my oncologist. When you pass your urologist, you're like, excuse me? Okay, we don't want to talk about that.
Sure, yeah, I mean...
But that was his point, because it's almost a more personal thing.
Yeah, it's when you're the type of doctor that deals with peepees and butts, people aren't going to... You're not going to be like, hey, my proctologist! What's up, buddy? You're not going to like scream that out in the street.
Exactly.
Maybe. I had a podiatrist once. I had a podiatrist back in California.
Was he tasty?
Was he tasty?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, if you had a hamburger, if I said you had a hamburger, is it tasty? So you had your proctologist.
Podiatrist.
I had a podiatrist once.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm referring to the fact that you had him. So you'd enjoy him.
I had him sexually. No, stop. Let me tell a story.
No.
You told your story and you got all sad and hurt when I interrupt you. Now let me tell my podiatrist story.
But
it's a good story. You won't let me tell it. It's hurtful.
That will hurt the sound you've told.
Yeah. Well, now I'm doing your thing. How's that feel?
It feels like you're finally learning something.
Let me tell my podiatrist story.
Okay, just make sure you wash it first.
Gross.
What? Gross. Wash your feet is a good thing.
Gross. It was gross. So I go to this podiatrist, right? Because I have a foot condition.
Okay.
Right? I walk in. There is possibly the oldest man, oldest human being I've ever seen in my life. Just very, like, visibly old. You know what I mean?
I guess,
like,
the idea.
Kind of crunched over, you know.
Is he the doctor? You know,
he's wearing a burgundy polo.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, he's got black frame glasses.
Yeah, yeah. The podiatrist?
No, I'm sorry. I was just listing things I think of when I think of old people. So, he's, like, hunched over. He's very old. He's, like, visibly old, right?
We've heard this.
And then it turns out that he's the podiatrist.
Oh, okay.
And he was easily in his 90s, right? Okay. And he's, you know, he's a hopefully a successful podiatrist enough. So there's only one reason you are still doing podiatry in your 90s, which is you got to be doing it for the love of the game, right?
Or you don't want to hang out with your wife.
Or you don't want to hang out with your wife. And that's why they don't retire.
That's correct.
Okay. I just thought he liked feet.
That's a whole other issue.
So why did people choose to become butt and pee-pee doctors, you think? Is it because it's profitable?
I don't know. Ask them.
I don't have one.
Okay.
I don't have any doctors in New York.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I was going to say something. I don't remember what it is anymore. I know, because I'm old. Okay, now.
I like it when you do my part, too.
Because you're so predictable.
Predictable.
Yes.
Mm. It's good that you remember. It's good that you can still make predictions.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know you don't. And that's okay. You've earned that. With your wisdom.
That's right. I know wisdom. I like when you say teach me something. You've done that before.
Yeah, I do say that, yeah.
Yeah, teach me something. So, okay. So what's the lesson for today?
You want me to teach you something?
No, I know everything.
You know everything?
Yes.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Teach me how to use TikTok.
All right. Very simple.
Okay.
You take the clock.
Oh.
You wind it up.
Yes.
And you wind it up. You wind the clock
you
up.
You wind it up?
You wind the clock up.
A clock that winds up?
Yes, I have one upstairs. Time, you wind it up, and then you take the pendulum, you go this, it goes tick-tock, tick-tock, and that's it. That's how you make a tick-tock work.
That's a good joke.
It's not a joke. That's how it works.
It's a good joke. That's a good joke. It's a good joke about TikTok. It's a pretty good joke.
My grandfather used to repair clocks.
Did he really?
Yes, but not the way you think.
What do you mean?
Well, he used to get a deal on little clocks, and he would fix them a little bit. And it's not like he didn't have like little glasses and like detail type stuff.
Interesting. I actually wasn't picturing either. Like, I just think clock repair is like a classic job.
He fixes things. He did a lot of other things. But he learned about the post office auctions.
The post office auction. What is that?
What happens is...
Hold on. I think I can figure it out based on context clues. But go ahead.
Well, why don't you tell me what you think it is?
I think it's an auction that the post office has for unclaimed mail.
Exactly. Well, unclaimed, like, goods.
Yeah.
Not mail.
Yeah.
That's personal. So
why wouldn't it be... Well, I guess packages.
Packages, you know. They'd open them up so you could peek inside.
Yeah.
And so, like, he had been... He had an auto parts wholesaler. European auto parts wholesaler.
Okay.
And so he would go around and say, oh, those pipes. He knew the value of like these stupid pipes that people didn't know the value of. So he started buying pipes when he retired. They started buying all kinds of interesting things, and then he got this whole batch of clocks. Then he fixed all the clocks and handed it out to everyone. So.
And then you would like turn around and sell them.
I wouldn't sell them.
He wouldn't sell them.
He wouldn't sell them.
I thought this was his business.
No, it's fun.
He just would, he would fix clocks for fun.
It's kind of like, you know, you find a friend.
Yeah.
And you get a guy with cameras, and you talk to them all day long.
Yeah.
And you then post it for people to see.
Sure.
But you don't do it for money, because no one's going to pay you to actually hear your conversations.
Well, not with that attitude, they're not. You got to believe in yourself.
I do believe. Okay. So, I do believe in myself. But why would they want to hear what I have to say? Although I am entertaining, I've been told.
Okay. So, there you go.
Maybe it's who I'm with. Maybe that's the problem.
Maybe it's who you're with. Yeah, maybe it's that.
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. We'll see. We'll give it time. But people have liked what I've said. They, you
know, when?
For the first podcast that got posted. This is the fourth one. But we have two more coming.
Don't date the time. No, don't tell people what time it is.
Okay, so we decided to change the order.
Have you ever watched a professional wrestling match?
Yeah, a little bit, I guess.
Did you like it?
Well, it's all staged.
Okay.
So what's your point?
So why wouldn't you like it if it was staged?
I don't know.
What does that have to do with liking it or not?
Shouldn't there be some choices to who's going to win? It's like predestination.
Sure, it's staged. What do you see plays?
Yes.
That's staged.
Well, I know because they're stage plays.
Why is wrestling any different?
I mean, if I watch people just randomly talk to each other about things, it's kind of like you never know what's going to happen.
I just don't understand why that's why you're like, oh, I don't like it. Because it's written and it's predetermined. Because there's so many written and predetermined forms of entertainment.
But it's like, it's kind of like a sport. And if you...
Sure.
I mean, like, if you, like, for example, like if you had a baseball game and then you do, and then people pre-decided who's going to win it.
Yeah.
Then all the people betting wouldn't have a fair chance of winning.
Sure. Like the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah.
Which is a massively successful basketball team.
But people that bet on them lose money.
Well, people shouldn't bet on the Harlem Globetrotters because they're going to beat the Washington Nationals or whatever team it is they play. Because it's rehearsed. It's like predetermined. That's fine. But it's still a sport-based predetermined thing.
Well, you're using
the when you watch Field of Dreams, are you like, oh, I can't believe that somebody wrote that he built it and then they came after he built it.
But sports is supposed to have a winner and a loser, you know. It's not... They should put this disclaimer on the bottom that this is not...
Well, it's not called World Wrestling Sports. It's called World Wrestling Entertainment. You perceive it as sport because of the physical activities that are happening.
Yeah, I think
they
so.
Don't necessarily treat it like a sport.
Mm-hmm.
Except for there's like belts and championships, I guess.
Yeah, they pretend they're sports.
But they write those. They write it.
It's so sad.
No, you are perceiving them as sports. They don't pretend that they are sports. They know exactly what it is they're doing.
Then news can be the same way. It's always predetermined what's going to happen.
That's some deep stuff, brother.
Yeah, I know. But we don't want to get that far because that's supposed to be entertainment.
It's supposed to be entertainment.
Yes. When I told my daughter I was doing, you know, I was going to work on the podcast and I was going to do something more serious, and she said that funny is important. Somehow we're going to have to get there to funny.
We'll figure it out.
I'm not sure.
We had a very decent conversation about lettuce that I think was pretty funny.
Was that funny?
I thought it was.
Yeah, but buttered lettuce just sounds gross.
What? It's not bad.
You take the lettuce and you put butter on it? It's yuck.
No, that's the type of lettuce. You don't put butter on the lettuce.
Then why do they call it buttered lettuce?
Because that's the name of the type of lettuce that it is.
All right, I have buttered bread. I have my bread and then I put the butter on it. So that's what it is.
You're saying buttered bread,
yeah, right?
Not butter bread.
But butter bread would have like, that would be bread that you put butter on it and then bake it. It has the butter in it.
Sure, but so, lettuce is grown. You know that, right? You know it grows out of the ground.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So when they name the things that come out of the ground, they call it butter lettuce.
Why? There's no butter involved.
I don't know. I don't know why they call it butter lettuce, but I know that it's called lettuce.
Maybe it melts like butter.
I don't think so. I think it's a little, maybe a little savory. I don't know. I don't know why they would call it butter lettuce. I don't like butter lettuce.
So why would
I like
that?
Kale.
That's your problem.
That's not a problem for me.
That's okay. Probably good for your digestion.
It does. It helps with the old tum-tum. The old tummy. The old tummy-tummy.
Makes it feel
tummy
good.
Yummy.
Okay. All right.
I like romaine, though. So you don't watch wrestling because it's fake. Even though almost all forms of entertainment are fake.
It doesn't go on Netflix. It doesn't come on Netflix.
It does go on Netflix.
It is? I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's the WWE is on Netflix. You could watch it tonight if you wanted.
I'm watching other things.
Like?
K-dramas.
Oh, yeah. Korean dramas.
Yeah.
Speak on Korean dramas, please.
They're entertaining.
What do you like about them?
They're fun.
Why?
Because I learn Korean words.
Like?
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't remember the words.
You don't remember it. Well, what do you like about watching them? You like the stories? Do you like the music?
It's fun. Some of those things are fun. And it's interesting watching... My technique of watching a Korean or a K-drama is I have the sound on Korean, and then I have the subtitles.
Okay.
So I like listening to the Korean words. It's been fun.
Okay, well what...
Because otherwise they talk and the things don't... The mouths don't match.
Oh, yeah, because it's dubbed.
Exactly.
You prefer sub over dub.
Yeah, and also I think that it also gives you a better feeling of the emotions.
Of the writing.
Yeah, because you can hear it through the...
Because you can see how they're...
Yes.
The inflection.
Yeah, exactly.
So you like the emotional aspect of it.
Yeah, and then some of their fun stories.
What are some Korean dramas you like?
I never remember the names of anything.
Wow.
I know which one. I think it's called Della Luna.
Della Luna.
Yes.
What do you like about it?
It's kind of an interesting story because it's basically a hotel. It's like a hotel that people die. As they die, they go to the hotel,
Okay.
And they finish their unfinished business, and then they go off to heaven, or cross the whatever river they do in Korea.
In Korea,
yes.
And you don't think they go to heaven in Korea?
No, they have. You take a bridge to a river or across a river.
Ah. And then is that Korean mythology specific, or is that just in this particular story?
No. I think it's specific, which is kind of fun because it's showing a different cultural thing. The idea of an afterlife is more intense, I think, at least in the Korean
drama. Well, crossing water or being on a boat and traveling is pretty consistent with a lot of afterlife mythologies, right? There's the River Styx and
that bridge.
They
walk across a bridge.
So it's more Norse then.
I don't know.
Because there's the Rainbow Bridge in Norse mythology, where you cross over the bridge to go to Valhalla.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know.
Okay, so you like this Della Luna Korean drama because it's all about wrapping up unfinished business.
It's kind of entertaining. It's kind of entertaining.
Okay.
The first episodes are confusing. Because it doesn't all make sense, and it begins to make sense.
And you don't think it's confusing because you're listening to it in one language and then reading it in another. You don't think you're
the character's confused. That's what he's doing.
Oh, the character is confused. Does it follow one character?
Well, they basically hire non-dead people to take care of.
What was the gateway drug for Korean dramas for you? Was it
which one?
Like, which one did you see, and you were like, I gotta deep dive into this culture.
I actually haven't been watching them for a while, to tell you the truth.
Oh, interesting.
So it's okay.
I'm watching The Gilded Age.
The Gilded Age? That's not Korean.
No, I know. I'm just trying to have a conversation. Talk to you about what I'm watching. You talked about what you were watching.
I don't really care what you're watching.
Why are you so mean to me? Is it because you're jealous of my youth? Is it because you see what once was for you, a young, spry, virile man? Is it because of the mustache?
That's just scary.
You just don't like the mustache?
The mustache is scary.
Because it commands a level of authority that you don't like?
It's just scary.
It's just scary because of how handsome it makes me?
Okay. That's what you believe. Your wife doesn't like it.
My wife doesn't like that it's scratchy. She doesn't mind the way it looks.
How do you know that?
Because she talks to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Your wife talks to you?
Yeah.
Why would she talk to you?
Because believe it or not, she likes me.
Why?
I don't know. That's a good question. And one that I ponder every night.
I think that, don't think too hard about it. I think that one day, down the line, our wives should do a podcast.
Interesting.
This is a thought I was thinking about recently. They should talk about, they're both into comedy. They both do things.
Yeah.
They both do a little performing. And so I think it'd be entertaining for them to talk about what we've done and abuse us for having said the things we said. So
you don't want to hear what my wife has to say about you.
She loves me. She calls me the one.
Yeah. Do you know why that is?
Because no one else wanted you.
No. Because you're the absurd one in this dynamic.
I'm the absurd one?
You're the absurd one.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
Why am I absurd?
Because you go to France and you expect the people there to speak English in the restaurants that they work at.
Only in the Chinese restaurants.
Why?
Because that's the way Chinese people
are. That's absurd. What you're saying is absurd. You are a silly man.
Actually, one of my friends watched the podcast and said that I shouldn't act as dumb as I do. And
you told him that's not a choice.
Exactly. It's just, it's a heightened version of myself.
So I mean, that's the way to perform.
Exactly. Because you put a little bit of yourself in. And then
put a little panache in the middle.
Panache is tasty. Oh, have you seen the new subway cars?
Have I seen the new subway cars?
The ones that are open the whole way.
No. The doors are open the whole way?
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
The G train.
No, I have not seen that.
You have not? So I was on one the other day. And this guy, it wasn't too crowded, it was a Sunday. Sunday? Saturday? Whatever day. Saturday, actually, coming back from the boathouse. Mm-hmm. And so the kids were probably 8 and 9, 10, brother and sister. And they just run away. All the way down the car. Because there's no door separating you.
Oh, there's no doors in between the trains.
Right.
I thought you meant there were no doors where the exit was.
That'd be silly. People would fall out.
That's what I was saying. That's why I was confused as to what you were talking about. So it's just one long train with no doors.
And they twist and turn. So the kids disappeared.
Yeah.
And it was a G train, so it wasn't a very long train, so it couldn't get that far. And then they reappeared. But, you think about the problem that happened, like my kids, I would be... It'd be annoying if the kid ran that far away and they don't come back. What do you do? They could be anywhere on the train.
Well, in my experience, you look for them because that's what happens when children go missing.
They weren't my children.
They weren't your children.
And this guy was confused and so forth.
So there's no, it's just one long train.
Yes.
Okay.
And so is it like, I'm thinking of all the trouble that happens with one long train. Like if you have you have the smelly car problem.
The smelly car problem.
You're not, maybe not in New York long enough.
Where one car, somebody has pissed in it or something?
And then usually person hasn't showered for quite some time.
Okay.
And so, you go in, and you look at the train's coming, full, empty, full.
Yeah.
And, Ryan knows about this.
Yeah, I was going to say that it's very common knowledge. So if you're waiting, it's like rush hour, and you see an empty train car.
Don't go in
there. At first, you'll think, oh my God, empty train car, tons of seats. It's going to smell rancid in there. So okay. If I see an empty train car like during rush hour, I know that there's like a crazy person or homeless person in there that's smelling that car up to high heaven, which is the only reason it's completely empty.
Right. So the problem is without the separation between the cars.
All cars are the smelly cars.
That's a question. I don't know what's going to happen then.
But okay.
That's an interesting problem.
If there's more car, don't you think the smell would dissipate more?
I don't know. I just don't know what's going to happen. But, there's got to be as you get closer to the source, it'll smell more.
Yeah.
It's like when you get near New Jersey, it always smells more.
Got him. Good job.
Really. At least it used to. As a kid, New Jersey was a smelly state because we'd drive through there, there'd be industrial things, and it would just smell. It really doesn't smell anymore, but we still have that rep.
That it stinks.
Yeah. I mean, like, when you were in Alabama, that's a funny question. In Alabama, what'd you make fun of?
Mississippi. You can only punch down at Mississippi. What do you make fun of in Alabama? I don't know. Different parts of Alabama, more rural parts.
You get near the bottom there, so
I'm from the bottom.
I know.
Of Alabama. That's right. But there's stuff in my. There's like Walmarts and Targets and stuff. There's a Publix.
I know.
There might even be a Whole Foods there at this point.
I don't know.
They have stuff in my hometown. There's places like Slocum that don't have anything.
They have hospitals that they take people that are almost dead.
It was one time.
I think it happens more than once, but they don't keep record.
They just use that one as an example.
Exactly.
Think. Yeah. No. I mean, the hospitals are not great. There's nothing. There's bad things. There's a lot of Waffle Houses. You can still smoke in the Waffle Houses up until like a couple of years ago.
Okay.
So that was pretty cool.
We don't even have Waffle Houses already.
I know. It makes me very sad.
You just go find you can find like chicken and waffle places though.
I know, but that's not the same.
Oh, it's better.
No.
Better quality food.
No.
Well, you're the person who like grew up with Chinese food from one restaurant.
Yeah.
And that's all that Chinese food is.
Yeah.
Did your
But Waffle House is different.
So
Waffle House is a magical place. Where Waffle House is always open, is always there for you. You could be drunk, stoned, lost, scared, happy. The whole emotional spectrum, you can go to Waffle House. What get hash browns.
What do they sell there?
Waffles, hash browns.
Sundry, waffles and hash browns?
Right? Sundry breakfasts.
So breakfast maybe, items. Maybe some eggs. Eggs. Okay, I don't know if I've ever actually been in a Waffle House.
And that makes me feel really bad for you.
I've driven through the places that have Waffle Houses.
Well, when I go to the South, if I fly from here to Atlanta, I know the closest Waffle House to the Atlanta airport. And I will go there. And I will eat there. Okay. I like Waffle House. It's delicious.
Okay.
Plus, see some fights. See people fight each other.
For what? Waffles?
Whatever, dude. They're not fighting over the. They're not clamoring over the food. That's not what the fights are based off of.
Why would they be fighting then?
Because that's what you do at Waffle House. You go in there, you fight, you drink, you set fires, and then you get some hash browns, some coffee. You
set fires?
You do whatever you want at Waffle House.
It's a magical.
It's a lawless place.
It's a magical lawless.
It's a magical lawless place.
But now that you have your mustache and look like a small town cop, I don't think you can get away with that.
You can get away with anything at Waffle House.
No, because you're going to walk in and people are going to say, oh.
You think I'm going to be the only person with a mustache at Waffle House?
No, that kind of waffle mustache. No.
They won't kick you out of Waffle House for having
a mustache. No, not kick you out. People are going to just walk out because they'll be like, oh, the cops are here.
The cops are here. Yes. Cops don't go in Waffle House.
Then how do they get their donuts?
They don't sell donuts at Waffle House.
Then where do they sell donuts?
Krispy Kreme.
So they sell at the Donut House?
It's called Waffle House.
Well, there's a Donut House, too.
Where is there a donut house?
Where they sell donuts.
But we're talking about Waffle House.
I was wondering where you got donuts.
Somewhere else. Okay. Why are you thinking about donuts? Because I look like a cop?
Oh, you're saying cops eat donuts?
Yeah, they do.
And what happens to these donuts?
They get fat, like okay. me.
There you go.
Okay. All right, do you have any final thoughts?
Sounds so ending.
Because we're ending. The episode is over.
What episode? We're just talking.